Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world.
The Splash.
Get them all.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The National Hockey League Board of Governors approved the sale of the Arizona Coyotes to Smith Entertainment Group in Utah, and the team will begin play there in the fall. The league also approved a plan that renders the Arizona Coyotes franchise inactive with a right to reactivate if owner Alex Morello has a new, fully constructed, state-of-the-art facility for an NHL franchise within 5 years. Morello and Commissioner Gary Bettman will be having a press conference today at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Phoenix to cross the T's, dot the I's, answer questions. But one interesting aspect is that the relocated team, the Coyotes, going north, doesn't look like they'll have a name in their first year. I was joking around about it earlier in the week. They're just going to be called Utah for the first year, and they're going to figure it out from there.
I just ran into Jim Cross, the Hall of Famer in the newsroom. Jim Cross told me that he sold his car. It's on its way to Utah, but he still owns it.
He told me that same thing. He said, I got a picture of it. I could still look at it.
Yeah. I still own it, but it's on its way to Utah.
The car is
driving it. Right.
It's an active.
That's one of the things that stood out to me from Alex Morello's interview with Burns and Gambo is the way it started. He was very quick to correct Burns. I still own the team. Yeah, great.
What team?
Good for you. Suns just a day away from the beginning of the 2024 NBA playoffs. The team's fourth straight trip to the postseason and 33rd in their 56-season history. It's the first time they will ever be facing the Minnesota Timberwolves in the playoffs. They're running out of teams that they haven't played in the playoffs. Suns are the 6th seed, T-Wolves the 3 seed, meaning Minnesota's got home court advantage for the series, which gets underway tomorrow afternoon, 12:30, from the Target Center in Minneapolis. You can hear all the action right here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app with John Bloom and Tim Kempton on the call. Pre-game coverage starts at 11:30 with Here Come the Suns, hosted by Tim Ringer.
The Ringer. What is up?
Yeah, it's finally here. We'll have a lot of angles on that series. The three other series getting underway tomorrow as well. It'll kick off at 10 a.m. Arizona time with the Orlando Magic facing the Cleveland Cavaliers in game one of their series. Look, I don't think either one of these teams is going to be a factor in the Eastern Conference playoffs, but I will say this. I hope the Orlando Magic absolutely smash the Cleveland Cavaliers just for that shenanigan crap they pulled on the final day of the season.
Yeah, and I think they're going to.
I do, too.
Yeah, and I'm with you, and I hope that they do.
Yep. After the Suns T-Wolves, the Knicks will host the 76ers for game one at 3 o'clock. Then it'll be the Nuggets starting defense of their title. Game one against the Lakers at Ball Arena. That game will tip off at 5:30. Four other series will start on Sunday. Those series are not all set yet. Tonight, the final two playoff spots will be claimed. It's do or die for the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat as they meet at the Kaseya Center in South Florida. That game gets underway at 4 on ESPN, and the winner will face the top-seeded Boston Celtics in a first-round series. The Heat will be without Jimmy Butler. Reports out of Florida say he's out at least a couple weeks, so even if the Heat win tonight, get into the playoffs, he's not going to be around for that first-round playoff series. Then it's the Western Conference survival game, the New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Sacramento Kings at 6:30. Pelicans shorthanded as well. They are without Zion Williamson, who suffered a hamstring injury Tuesday night against the Lakers. Winner of that game moves on to face the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round of the playoff series. That will begin on Sunday. So a lot to be determined there. D-backs dropped the opener of a four-game series in San Francisco 5-0 to the Giants. San Fran led 1-0 for much of the game after a Lamont Wade Jr. sack fly that scored Patrick Bailey in the third. They would break it open with four runs in the eighth on a two-run double by Wilmer Flores and a two-run single by Mike Yastrzemski. D-backs managed only three hits in the ballgame, and starter Ryan Nelson pitched only two innings. He got struck by a line drive in the second inning off the bat of Yastrzemski. D-backs are calling it a right elbow contusion.
He's contused?
Oh, not him.
Let's hope that's all this is.
Yeah. Also,
he looked like he was in a lot. Well, I'm sure he was in a lot of
pain. Oh, yeah. He did not. He made the play to his credit, yeah. And then immediately was down the tunnel into
and
the clubhouse.
Gone. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Also, another error, another runner getting picked off.
Oh, yeah. Three more hits. Yeah. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Jordan Montgomery makes his D-backs debut on the mound. He'll be faced by San Francisco lefty and reigning National League Cy Young winner Blake Snell. 7:15 first pitch, 6:30 pregame here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. And ASU football still in spring practice, but not quarterback Jaden Rashada. Rashada, according to reports, exploring his transfer portal options. After just one season at ASU, he was the opening night starter for last year's game against Southern Utah, started the next week in a loss to Oklahoma State, but suffered an injury that kept him sidelined until the season finale, the loss to Arizona. He was thought to be in competition for the starting position with Michigan State transfer Sam Levitt, who, according to reports, will be the starter.
Yeah, and for the people who are gripping about this, Jaden Rashada only came here because his NIL deal collapsed in Florida, right? It wasn't like he grew up wanting to be a Sun Devil and then was here for a year. And
that's what he said. That's what he told everybody.
It's my dream come true.
I've always wanted to be a Sun Devil because my dad played here.
Okay.
Oh, wait, George is on the phone?
Oh, hey.
I'm leaving.
Well, yeah. Hey, Jaden Rashada. More like Jaden rushing on out of here.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Jared,
that works.
You can put that on your 9:30.
Too late.
Too late.
He's already scratching it off the script.
Or he would if he had a pen. But
there is your splash.